Mesechtas Erevin Perek Ches Mishnah Tes Chatzer Shi Pechusa Me'arba Amis. If there's a courtyard that is smaller than 4 Amis, Ein Shevchen B'techa Mayim B'Shabbos, one can't pour out his water, his dirty water or waste into that courtyard. Since it's so small, the water is just going to flow out of that courtyard into the Rishis Rabim. The area that's less than 4 by 4 Amis is not going to be large enough for the water to soak into the ground, and it's just going to run out into the Rishis Rabim. People are going to think that one may spill it. If they see him do this, people will think that one may spill it directly into Rishis Rabim, which is not allowed. So even though in this case it's technically not a malacha, because he's not spilling into the Rishis Rabim, he's spilling it into his private property, and it just runs out. But since it will look like you can spill outside, so one should not do this on Shabbos. It's asur midrabbanan. Alam kein asur la'uka, unless he makes a uka, a hole, a ditch that will receive it in his small courtyard. And the size of this hole has to be marzeka sasayim min anakabulamata. It has to be able to contain a sasayim, two sa of liquid, that will reach up until the neck of the hole, the a little drain hole that will empty it out. So it has to have sasayim, two sa that can be held lamata, down below, before draining out. And that's considered the amount of water that a person would spill out in one day over Shabbos. So this pit will be able to hold that amount of water. And this pit can be placed bein mibachutz, bein mibifnim, whether it's outside of his courtyard, immediately outside, right into the Rishis Rabim, or whether it's bifnim, whether it's inside his courtyard, el shemibachutz. But if it's outside his courtyard, sarach likmar, he's going to have to put a cover, a domed cover, over this pit, which would prevent people from walking on it, and then it wouldn't have halachic status as Rishis Rabim anymore, and he'd be able to pour it into there. But mibifnim, if this pit is inside his small courtyard, ein sarach likmar, he's not going to need to have it covered like this. Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Emer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Biv shu kamor. If there is a pipe, this is a drain pipe that drains out of his property, that's kamor, it has it's covered by this dome-like cover, and it runs into the Rishis Rabim. Arba Amis, 4 Amis for Rishis Rabim, 4 Amis of it into the Rishis Rabim are covered over with this cover. Then Shevchen L'Teche Mayim B'Shabbos, he's allowed to pour out his wastewater into it on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the span of 4 Amis along this a drain canal will allow the water to seep into the ground already, and there won't be a concern that it will look like you can pour directly into the Rishis Rabim. The Chachamim argue, and they say, Afilu gag, echad sarmea ama. Even if this pipe runs along underneath his rooftop or through a courtyard that's 100 amas long, lo yishbech al pi abiv, you shouldn't pour directly into this pipe, this water channel, because when you pour directly into it with force, we're concerned that the water will flow with force out into the Rishis Rabim, and people will think that you can pour directly into the Rishis Rabim, and they may come to do that and pour directly from Rishis Yad to Rishis Rabim. But what can you do? Avol Shefich Lagag, he can pour it onto his slanted roof that overhangs the opening of this drain channel, and then the water will run down the roof and drop into the drain channel and then flow. V'amayim yardim labiv, the water will then flow down into this pipe or water channel, and that's not going to be with the same amount of force, and it won't look like you can pour directly into the Rishis Yachid. The Mishnah now goes back to what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that if a chatzer, a courtyard, is less than 4 amas, then one shouldn't pour the wastewater out there because it will flow directly into the Rishis Rabim. The Mishnah says over here, ha-chatzer ve-achsadra mitstarfen lav amas. A chatzer, a courtyard that's too small, but it's right next to it, immediately after the chatzer, there's a achsadra, a little structure that's 4 corner posts with a roof. So that will be mitzarf, they'll combine to make the 4 amas necessary to allow them to pour out into the chatzer, that there now is more than a 4 amas, there's at least a 4 amas difference, distance between him and the Rishis Rabim, and will permit him to pour out his wastewater in that courtyard, even though the courtyard itself is less than 4 amas, he can pour out on Shabbos, because he's now 4 amas distance with the achsadra in between, 4 amas distance from the Rishis Rabim.